Rashi inside the Chesam of Beis. But how do you remember Tamon Nichrosu? So over here is the Lashon of Tamim, over there it says Tamon Nichrosu. Ma Tamon, Anemar Lahalon Lashon Kliya, it's ending or being finished off. Of Tamim Amarkan, Lashon Kliya, it's going to be the end of it, Kalois. And Rabbi Nechemya says that it says Yachtov. Shemar Yachtov, Kulon Shabbos, the whole thing is, it remains the same dimensions all the way up. So Mora says, according to Rabbi Nechemya, it says Tamim, saying it's Lashon of Shlemim, you shouldn't come from pieces. The Lashon of Nisra. The carriage can't be joined from two pieces of wood. It has to be one singular piece of wood. So Mora says, it says Yachtov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what does it do with the words Yachtov? Mora tells me, Deloy Lishal Chufinho. Which means, Echel Lifnim, Echel Lechut, you shouldn't have one carriage further forward, or one further back. The Moshe of a Krushim Mechubanim Zayit. So there you put the Krushim parallel to each other. Shem the Krushim Mechubanim. Oivya Shalzu connected Oivya Shalzu. They should be perfectly perfect. That the thickness of this one is covering is right next to the thickness of the next one. So Morris says, if you tell me that they remain the full height all the way up. So it comes out good. So when you get to the corners, so the thickness of one will go up against the width of the other one. The depth of one will be goes directly according to the width of the other one. If you put six krushim in the west side, now they're going to be nine amas wide. Because each one is one and a half. The Mishkan Rechava is Yod. The Mishkan is 10 wide. So the wall has to be another half amma inside in each direction. Maybe Shnei Krashim, Echel Mitzvah Zeb, Echel Mitzvah Zeb. You bring two Krashim for the corners. Moshivan Eitzel Hashesh, you put the two corner ones in the same row as the six. Rechava Kerish is Amma Bechatzi. A carriage is one and a half amas wide. Nimsa chatzi amen mamale v'sosim chesur and hakir ma'aravi. So these two half amas, one on the north side and one on the south side, will fill up the missing amma, which is missing of your 10 amas of the west wall. And so that uses the half amma of the north corner piece and the half amma of the south corner piece. And the remaining amma of the north piece and the south piece. V'amma mechasa obiv shal kerash adaromi hachitzen. And then the amma remaining of the width will cover the depth of the south kerish, the last south kerish, and the depth of the last north kerish. Nimsu hazavus shavim yivachutz. So then you'll have a perfect line on the outside. It'll be a perfect 90-degree angle. Shnei chudei hakrushim smuchim yachad. So that the end of the outer end of the last kerish on the south side will run perfectly into the beginning of the depth of the south corner, the southwest corner piece, the chenlet soffit. But the more said, but if you hold, it comes to a point, like Rabbi Yehuda says, high over high nofik. I think I said it wrong yesterday. We're getting from Rashi, the more was assuming that inside it's going to be flat, and it's going to be going up at an angle from the outside. So it comes up at an angle from the outside, so you have your last piece sticking out beyond the point. Here, inside it's straight. Inside of the Mishkan, it's a straight. The wall remains straight. There's more Tavimina. And the outside, it's going to be going up in a slant until it reaches the etzba on top. but then you're going to have your last, your corner piece is going to be extending beyond it, beyond this piece at the top. The last carriage on the south side and the north side come up to, they get smaller on top. And the other carriage is, in the, which you put in the corner, is an amma and a half wide. And it's a roch of a carriage, shall miksoya burle to be yotzel adorim, milamala, chutz mi ova shal dorami, b'chen letzofen. So the corner one on the south and on the north is going to extend beyond, and the top will be extending beyond where the carriage comes to a point. So more answers the shuffle lehu lerech of beis krashim shem mitzaya mekatzon lamalo mirechavon shlo yiboltim kiturim. So the answer the more says is that you're going to, and economy, the corner ones are not going to be an arm and a half wide on top. On top, they're going to be smaller. They shouldn't extend beyond the other krashim. Kiturim ha'horim ha'lalu shem shupoyim mibeis stodim. Like the mountains, which have more than one, they're slanted on more than one side. So the corner one is going to be slanted going up, let's say from the out, you're facing, on the, you're on the west side facing east, you'd see it slanting up together with all of the other ones. And if you'd be on the south side, you'd also see it slanting up in that direction, and it's going to slant in the direction from the west to east. It's also going to slant in the direction from north to south and from south to north. And that'll give you a parallel, you know, a place where they all meet on top. Okay, where it goes off into discussing this price of Rabbi Chemia and Rabbi Hood a little bit. Says a Briach Tichon b'secha krashim tana b'neis ha'yomim. The Briach Tichon was in a nace that you put it in and it went all the way around, which is impossible to make a piece of wood which can do that. So that was a nace. Okay, there's a miskun tase esa yiriyos. So there was 10 yiriyos, each one was 4 amas wide and 28 amas long. So shari orchayu l'pusya de mishkan. So you would put the length of the yiriyah across the width of the mishkan. Kamahava, so that's how much is that going? So kamahavi, the yiriyah was 28 amas. It's 28 amas long. Dal es eser l'igra, so you use 10 amas of the length of the yiriyah will go across the width of the mishkan, which is 10 amas long. So that'll be the roof. That igra is the roof. So you're going to have the remainder of teslagisa. With teslagisa, you're going to have 9 amas left for the north side and 9 amas left for the south side. So Rabbi Yehuda megalya amar da'adanim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only an etzba at top, so it's going to immediately start folding, running down the sides. So you'll have a minimal amount of, because of the patnus, that could be a little bit longer, but basically you're going to cover the whole 9 amas of the keresh will be covered with the yiriyos, and you'll just see the bottom amma, which is in the adonim, which is in the sockets. However, there was an amma wide, there's an amma thick on top, so you would use 1 amma on each side of the yiriyah for that. So that's 12 ammas used on top. It gives you a remainder only of 8 going down each side. So mechemi megalya amma de krashim, besides the amma of the adonim, which is visible, there's also 1 amma of the krashim, which is visible. So that's across the width of the mishkan. Now, shari pusayu l'orcha de mishkan. When you take the width of the yiriyos and put that according to the length of the mishkan, so there's 10 yiriyos times 4 amas apiece. That's kama havin. Is arboyan. That's 40 total. So Dal Flossin Ikra, so we know that there is 20 krushim on each side, each one an amma and a half, so that's 30 ammas long. So the inside of the length of the miskin inside was 30 ammas. So 30 of your 40 ammas was used for the roof inside. Dal Flossin Ikra, Poshul Hu, you have 10 ammas left. So according to Behuda, the whole 10 ammas going down. So again, it'll be a little bit less, it's a little bit more than 10 ammas because of the hypotenuse. But basically, you're going to cover the whole kerish plus the amma of the adonim on the bottom, all the way down to the ground. According to Behuda. So in the back, according to Behuda, so 9 ammas will be covered. The amma on top, that's 31. The 9 ammas down will be covered. So the amma, which the bottom amma of the crusher, which was stood inside of the adonim, will be visible. So the adonim will be visible, basically. Correct. There was 8, but you used an amma of each one of them. So that's 12 ammas. So that's for the bottom areas. Then, well, asisa yirios izim lo oyel al mishkan. So then you have the yirios. So the izim, which were larger. So the Urias Izim were 30 amas long. So Shari Urchayu Lepusi the Mishkan. So you put their length across the width of the Mishkan. So Kama Haben, Slosin is 30. Dal Esther the Igris, you use 10 for the roof. Pashalu Esther the Hagisa, Esther the Hagisa, you can have 10 left on each side. So according to Behuda, the Behuda mechasa amadatonim. So the Urias Izim would cover all the way down to the ground, basically. According to Behuda, even the amma of the adonim. According to Bechame, the krushim were an amma thick on top. So you use 2 ammas on top to cover that. So you only left with 18 afterwards, 10 in the middle. One on each side is 12. It means 18 leaves you 9 on each side. So the Mechami Megalya Amad Adonim. So the Am of the Adonim is going to now be visible. Now the Mor is going to get back to now we still have to discuss the width of the Urias, which will cover the length of the Mishkan. We still have to discuss that, but meanwhile, the Mor brings a Braisa, which points out that points this point out. Tanya Namihachi. So the pasuk itself mentions the fact that the Urias are longer, and therefore it will cover an amma more on each side. So that's the pasuk. So, but the Braisa says, what's shot in the pasuk? L'chasoyis amma shel adonim dibur Behuda. According to Behuda, Behuda says it covers the amma of the adonim. Ibrahim Yomar, l'chasoyis amma shel krushim, it covers, according to Ibrahim, you remember there was an amma of the krushim which was visible. Because the lower Urias were only 28 amas long, you used 10 in the middle, you used 1 on top of each side, so that left you with 16, and you had 8 on each side, so the one amma of the kerish was still visible. So this pasuk is telling you the extra amma on each side covers the amma of the crush. Okay, that's for the width of the Mishkan. Now we take the width of the Urias Izim, which are 4 amas wide, but there was 11 of them, not 10. Shada Pisayel Erche de Mishkan. So you put their width across the length of along the length of the Mishkan. Skame Havi Imem Ba'arba. So they were 44 amas long. Dal Flossin the Igra. So you use 30 for the roof. Pashalu Arba Sorry. So you're left with 14. So Dal Tarti Lakafla, we use 2 in the front to sort of bend over in the front. You bend over the sixth at the extra sixth Urea towards the face, the front of the oil. Supposhalu Tarti Sarza leaves you with 12. So 10 goes down the length of the height of the crusher in the back, according to Behuda, and you have two armors on the ground. So Marsha Bishlam of Behuda, Hanadutsi, Chatsi, Hariya, Hawadefis, Tisrach. So one half of that, the extra area, two amas, you will be spreading out on the ground in the back. That's mamash perfect. That's what the pasuk says. Other mechamia my tisroch. So what does it mean? You're extending it out. You're not extending it out. You're only going to extend out one amas. But the pasuk says you extended out two amas. So my answer is tisroch mechavrasa means it's going to extend more than what was beneath it, more than the other ones. Which will be one, because according to Rav Nechemya, in the back, the one Amma of the Adonim was visible, and this will cover the Amma of the Adonim, plus one more Amma sitting on the ground. So it extends beyond the lower ones, two Ammas. Tana Rav Yishmol, Lama Mishkan, we compare the Mishkan, Le'isha Shem Halechis, Bashuk, V'shipulea Mahalchim Acharea. It's like a woman who's traveling, who's walking, and the end of her garment, her trail, let's call it a trail, right? Train. So train is trailing behind her. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Can't see Rashi. Correct. What? There's 48 crushim, 20 on each side and 8 in the back. 48 divided by 4 is 12.
Yes.
Okay, good. Menei soya oimed. Now, what our demur does not address is... there were amudim in front of the there was amudim, there was beyond the 30 amas of the Mishkan, there was in front, there was amudim, which were an amma thick also. So you're telling me that you extended another two amas in front, so that means one amma went over the top of the amudim, and one amma was falling forward. It wasn't falling down two amas, only falling down one arm on the front. So Rashi ben Esau Yoyim, the third white line. Sha'achash ha'kroshim kulam nesunim ba'adonim the marvel adonim. After you would have all of the kroshim standing in their adonim, in their places, in their sockets, how you notice that you would put it in, mavriach l'shleshes ha'ruchas, and it would go all the way through around the three sides. Nobody could make such a piece of wood. And that allowed it to bend. It also was what Rashi doesn't address. You know, the pasuk says that it drilled a hole through all 20 of the north side, and all 20 of the south side, and all 8 of the back side. They didn't connect. You drill a hole through the middle of the depth of the carriage, so that hole will be sticking out to the, be open to the elements. It won't be connecting into the hole of the, unless you say that they made a hole in the corner ones. They had a hole opening up, connecting it to the path of the north and south side. No indication of that in the pasuk. Sorry, what?
Two holes from the one in the corner. Holes coming from each side.
I understand, but there's no indication of the pasuk that they did that. That's part of the nes. Dal Esther Legri used 10 for the roof. Rochav Chalala Mishkan Shua Yiramis. So we know that the width of the opening of the Mishkan, the airspace of the Mishkan was 10 amas wide. So that Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Lamala, Kolin Oyvin Shal Krushim Lichay Etzpa. So the Rias would fall over that little Etzpa. And in Mamatim, the Rias, it would not, it just that one little Etzpa would take away where it was on top, which is. A minimal amount. It's your portion of the Rechav Mishkan. If you take your Urias, which are 28 amas long, and spread them across the width of the Mishkan, Nerflis, Tesha amas, the Tzavan, Mechas, and Tes amas, the Kroshim, Mibachutz. It'll extend 9 amas on the north side and cover the 9 amas of the Kerish. The Amma Shal Adonim is Megula. The Amma of the Adonim is going to be visible. Shadonim Gavan Amma. The Adonim were one Amma tall. Mechalul and Hain, and they were hollow in the middle. Vakroshim Charutzim Lamata Beemsa. The Kroshim were carved out on the bottom Amma, in the middle. Chatzi Amma Rochav Begoiva Amma. They were carved out a half amma wide and amma tall. Nishra chatzi amma lekan v'chatzi amma lekan. Hein shtei yodas lekeresh v'echot. So you leave a gap of an amma in the middle, Rashi seems to understand. Then you would leave standing on the bottom of your keresh, you would have a gap of an amma in the middle, and then you would have now a piece of wood which is a half an amma wide remaining. One second. You cut a half an amma in the middle, so now you have a half an amma of wood still remaining on the one side of the kerish and the width, and another half an amma left. You have it's an amma and a half, so you cut out half an amma in the middle, so you're left with a half an amma on each side. And then, then you would carve out on the outer side of that piece of the block of wood which is remaining, and the two sides, you carve out from that side also. And from the two front and back, the two other sides, which allow you to let it to sit on top of the with the thickness of the wall of the Adon Eden. When you put the two yodis, what's a good English word for that? I don't know. Right. What? Tenants, okay, into the two Adonim. Kadesh Yu, Akroshim, Tchufis, Mashalov, Isha, Alachisa, that they shouldn't, you want them to cover the width of the Eden, that you want, don't want the Adonim causing a gap between the Kroshim. So they're going to be immediately adjacent to each other. Well, Yehe Oibi, Ho Eden, Mavsik, Benahim. And not that the width of the Eden should constitute some type of a break. In the picture, which you have in your Rashi is the dimensions of it are not good, but the idea that you it would cut out the black area, the area which is cut out was in the bottom, so that gives you an idea that the Adonim, the yodis of the Kroshim extended into the Donim. The yodis of the Kroshim extended all the way down to the bottom of the Donim. This picture has an ending before you get to the bottom of the Donim. That's not correct. And if you do your math, if assuming that the Adonim were the same thickness all the way around, if in the middle they took up a half an amma of airspace, means each one was a quarter of an amma, so you'd have to have a quarter of an amma on the outside. So you would, if you'd be looking from the bottom, you would see a quarter of the of an amma of Eden. Then you would see a quarter of an amma of Keresh, the yad of the Keresh. then a quarter of an amma of the Eden, so that's three quarters of an amma, then a quarter of the amma of the next one, of the next Eden, and the quarter of the amma of the Yad of the Kerish, and a quarter of the amma of the Eden, that gives you an amma and a half. That's what it looked like from the bottom. So I don't know whether those, I didn't measure it, but it doesn't look like it's drawn to scale perfectly. Considering there, the, you know, this picture was put in there 200 years ago. Yeah. So, consider the fact that they were able to get that, such a picture in their armor crest. They were able to put such a type of picture into their, I don't know. Okay. Well, the truth is, it wasn't there anyway. It shouldn't have been curved. It should have been cut out, which is the way it looks like on the other side. Now the others did extend all the way down to the ground, which that's incorrect in the picture. They're an amma on wide on top. So the top of the krashim on top would use up an amma's worth of area in the length of the areas on top. You're only left with 8 amas to fall down each side. And therefore, one am of the krashim is visible, besides the am of the adonim, there is another am which is visible, plus the am of the adonim, the am of the adonim. Then shadow pisayel orcha the mishkan. You take the width of the ureas along the length of the mishkan. Archa shechibur he ureas levad. So you connect that. What the pasuk says, you would sew 5 of the ureas is one group. Mechol achas dalan amas rochav, and each one was 4 amas wide. Array chof amas. That's 20 amas. And it connected meperes hashenis. And the other unit, you would sew 5 together. Shehu shehishal he ureas. It's also 5 areas, so that's 20 amas. Hareimem, that's a total of 40. So lama mehen haver and gag the mishkan. So 30 were used for the roof of the mishkan. The archay and its length. Veser ha'itus, you have 10 left. So Yehuda damer and oven a krushim shemar b'may b'hu. So the thickness of the krushim on top is minimal. And so yud amas kulan tluyus and mechusus kol yud amas shall erech a kerish. So the whole 10 amas is hanging down. So the whole 10 amas of the carriage, including the amas of the adonim, was covered. Hadonim shall tzadim arabi mechusim. So in the back, even the adonim were covered, according to Yehuda. But according to Bichemio, you would have one amas visible. Then the Vasisa Urias sees him. El Urias, Al Yonus, these are the upper Urias. Cruises Al Urias at the which are spread out over the bottom ones. The other is a Kriyas oil, they're referred to as an oil. Klemmer legag, they're going to be a roof, or michse, and as a covering. Matatunas Kriyas Mishkan, Atzmoy, and the bottom one referred to as the Mishkan. Shehen Lenoy, Tchelis, Vagam, and Tulashani. They were the ones which were made to be beautiful out of the different items. So that was the Mishkan itself. That was part of the Mishkan itself. And these were like an oil covering over that. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Michse Amad Adonim, on each side, there were 30 Amas long, so it gives you an Amma more on each side, so the Amad Adonim is also visible, covered. Shenisheris Megula Min HaTatonis, Yechasua Hol Yonis, the Amma of the Adonim, which had not been covered by the bottom ones, will be covered by the top ones. The Rabbi Chemya, Migalya Amad Adonim. So, Void Vashiriyazu, Hutzuk Lachasis, Amma the Krashim, Shlok Yisua, Hatatonis. According to Rabbi Nechemi, you had one Amma of the Krashim, which had been left visible on each side. So the Urias Izim covered that one Amma on each side. They went down 9 Ammas. You have to cheshbon that the number is not perfect, because your bottom Uriah had some thickness to it also. So it gave some, as it bent, it took X amount of space, which you put the upper uri on top of that, is going to have to extend that much further to cover the bottom one. So it'll be, I don't know, half a tefach or whatever the thickness of it is that you're losing. It's not going to be perfect on the bottom either. I don't know, but it was each one of the threads was 24 ply. So that's a pretty thick thread. So your tchela said it was 24 ply, and your each one of the threads was 24 ply. No, each one of the threads was 6 ply. And there was 4 of them, so you had chelus or gomet lashani and sheish. Each one was 6, was a 6 ply thread, so that's a 24 ply thread that you were weaving with. Right. So that's going to have some thickness to it. Right. But those right, you put them in a bundle, it's going to give some thickness to it.
Thickness, but less width. What you gain in thickness, you lose in width.
Well, I don't know how many, then you don't know yet how many threads you put. Okay. Because of Amad Adonim, Shenisheres Magulam in the Tatanus, Yehosoyanus, Rebechem and Megaya Amad Adonim. So we use the extra armor to cover the one armor left of the crush which is not covered. Then you have Boydev, because remember the Uriah season was 11, not 10. Shiriyas oil oitvus al Uriah Mishkan base Amos, they were that which the Uriah oil were 2 Amos more in each side. So those 2 Amos in front. They would cover 2 amas more. They will extend more over what the bottom ones were covering. That they didn't cover. Where's that in the Gemara? Bo'odev. Okay. That's the Brisa. The Brisa says that would extend the more on not on the 11 on the end the length, the extra amma. It was 2 ammas longer to cover the amma on each side, which the bottom one didn't cover. How long was it when its width? So it's 4 amas wide times 11. There was 11 of them. Tarti the kaflo. So in the east side, it was 2 amas longer. Shlohoyu sham krushim, where the krushim were not. Shu pesach the mishkan. There was no krushim on the east side. That was the entrance. Vein sham elam masach. There was just a curtain. Parish kimoy vilan. There was this opening like a curtain there. And extend the 2 amas in front over that. The thickness of the crushim did not cover anything. Yerushim in the Taptonis, Tisrach al-Akhriya, Mishkan, Tzeruch, al-Kalarach, Akroshim, Vadonim, Shamarim, Vinigoros, Barin. So two Amas were lying out on the ground. But according to Rabbi Nechemya, my Tisrach, Amma Achas Nigreris, the Suloy, only one Amma was on the ground. Shrei Oiver Akroshim, Miat Ba'amma, because the thickness of the Akroshim lost an Amma. Mechavrasea, it's something more than it's Chavrasea, Chatziriya, Srucha, Mechavrasea, Amma, Memena, Lachasas, Adonim, Ba'amma, Nigreris. Extend the two Ammas more, one to cover the Adonim, one to cover on the ground. Mishipolea, Shule, Bigadea, her the end of her garments. Kacha Isa Ria Shal Acharav Nigaras board. So the Ria also was extending out on the ground.